Welcome back. We're joined by Raymond Stock, one of our duty experts on matters involving Egypt, a complicated country on a good day, and it just got a lot more complicated in the past few hours. The government of Egypt has resigned, the interim government, in advance of elections to be held in the next few weeks. To make sense of it, we've turned to Raymond. He is the Middle East Forum's Shulman Ginsberg Writing Fellow, having spent decades in the Middle East, specifically in Egypt for much of it, and he is the translator of 7 books by Egyptian Nobel laureate in literature Maguib Mahfouz, whose biography he is presently writing. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. Welcome back. Raymond, tell us what you make of what happened today in Cairo.
Well, it's a very interesting development, obviously, but stunning. But it's been widely welcomed inside Egypt as a sign of possible progress, because the government seemed to have been in a bit of an impasse. Largely because of a very large number of strikes that are happening, especially among public sector workers, garbage workers, etc., and garbage collectors, whatever. And there's also an element of solidarity with now Field Marshal Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who is expected to announce his resignation as defense minister soon, to be able to run for the presidency, for which he was nominated by the Supreme Council for the Armed Forces, which he heads and runs the country through. So it's being run indirectly by a civilian government, through a civilian government he appointed, or they appointed. And he has to resign as a civilian, his civilian post is his government post, in order to run, and his official military post as well. So he's basically preparing for the ground, and they're helping him prepare the ground for his presidency, perhaps. But there's a lot of element, there's a great element of uncertainty as to what this really means.
You do not see it as an untoward development, at the very least. It's consistent with the progress of the al-Sisi candidacy. We're visiting with Raymond Stock. He is the Middle East Forum Shulman Ginsberg Writing Fellow and deeply knowledgeable about Egypt. And we're talking most immediately about what the government of Egypt has just done. The fact that there will be then a caretaker government, I gather, Raymond, is not a particular moment one way or the other in terms of the struggles that are evidently still very much underway between, on the one hand, the Muslim Brotherhood and, on the other, the secular and more so-called moderate Islamist elements in backing the government.
Well, I don't think the government's resignation as probable impending replacement by another government, which is supported by the same people, really means very much, except that they're hoping to have a bit more competent, or I was to say, a bit more speedy decision-making process to replace that which has been happening up to this point recently. So there's really not a prospect of chaos just because of the resignation. There is, however, a sense of frustration with the number of strikes and also with the ongoing insurgency, which is evolving into basically a car bomb and terrorism war, which the government cannot completely control, not really control at all.
Are the perpetrators of that, Raymond, principally, in your judgment, as they are being accused of being, the Muslim Brotherhood, or are these likely to be outside elements who are roiling waters for their own rights?
Well, I believe the Brotherhood would never play an overt role they won't have deniability. But the leadership has probably been inciting this behind the scenes, this violence. And the Brotherhood's followers are very much involved, as well as other groups which are aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood and which have responded to its call to restore it to the presidency and to the rule of the country. So they're all basically in this together. And any attempt to sort of exonerate the Muslim Brotherhood, because they make these statements saying that they're calling for a peaceful revolution or a peaceful restoration of Morsi's presidency, should not be believed.
We have talked over the years about this question of the al-Sisi's own attachment to Islamism. What do we know about that at the moment, and how does it bear on what he is doing to try to bring under control, if not actually eliminate, Islamists whose agenda he would seem broadly at least to support?
I think he's not entirely anti-Islamist. He has an alliance with one of the main Salafi party, the Anwar party, at least de facto alliance. But he's very much against the attempt to impose an Islamist agenda on the country, evidently, and by all those other groups which are involved in the insurgency, and which was, as it was being done also by Morsi. So I think he's going to continue this policy. I think that's the basis of his popularity. But his biggest problem, you know, there has two major problems. Obviously, the insurgency, this very, very strong terrorist insurgency, and the economy, which is being plagued not only by the insurgency itself, which prevents any return of investment in tourism. And tourists now are being targeted, in fact, as I feared would happen. But also the strikes and just a general sense that people can't wait to have an immediate return of what had been, now, which now seems to be a lost golden age under Mubarak, which they had decried themselves and denounced when they demonstrated against him in 2011.
It's now the good old days, isn't it?
Now the good old days seem, now they seem like the good old days compared to what's happened.
Just to be very clear, what you've described are really underlying, basically, systemic problems of the first order, an economy that is not growing, large numbers of unemployed or certainly underemployed as well, and now attacks on the tourists, which is a very real concern to an economy that's very heavily dependent on tourism, isn't it?
Well, yes. In fact, let's go back to the population issue. The population is now, they just recently released, in fact, new figures showing that the population is officially 94.5 million, of which 8 million live outside the country. But that's, you know, a very serious problem. And there have been a lot of jokes lately about the state of emergency and the curfews that were imposed during the revolution that led to a priest with a lot more babies. So the curfew is now officially over, so maybe that will...
A population control device. Let me ask you quickly about one other piece of this equation that is troubling to us, and that is... as you know, President Obama's administration has announced recently that if you engaged in only, quote, limited, unquote, material support for terrorism, you can find refuge, asylum in this country. Does that strike you as designed, Raymond Stock, to allow Muslim Brotherhood figures who are currently now being seriously repressed in Egypt to get out, to have a get-out-of-jail-free card, if you will?
In a word, yes. I think it's very much with that in mind. It certainly looks as though it would be.
How serious a problem do you think that represents, given what you know about these Muslim Brothers and their agenda?
Well, they're experts at subversion. Their policy is to burrow in and to subvert from within, and to seek to penetrate and spread their influence that way. And they have done that in Egypt. That's how they rose to power after 80-some years. And what they hope to do again, I'm sure, if they cannot get back in by force. These are completely ruthless people who are very dedicated and have a very long-term strategy. They're not by any means down and not completely. They definitely had a major setback in Egypt, and they may never come back as they were in Egypt. But they definitely still are a threat internationally.
Right. And they have us in their crosshairs, too, needless to say, as we've discovered from some of their own materials in which they talk about destroying Western civilization from within by their own
hands.
Yes,
they have declared this as their goal.
Yeah, indeed. Raymond, I'm afraid we are out of time, but I thank you so much for this update. We'll be following closely developments in Egypt, as I know will you, and I look forward to doing so with you in the near future. In the meantime, keep up the great work at the Middle East Forum and elsewhere.